It's the Sideline View here on 981-2NM, and the A-League season is not too far away. The Newcastle Jets have been building up with a new coach and a few new players. One of them is Jordan Elsey, and he joins us today. Jordan, how are we doing?
How you going, mate? I'm good, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Mate, 8 seasons with Adelaide United. You must be excited about the opportunity to start up with a new club.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, I thoroughly enjoyed my time in Adelaide, being an Adelaide boy. But I thought it was time to experience a little bit more and challenge myself at a new club, a new city. And so far, so good. I'm enjoying every minute.
And how is the build-up towards the new season? Everybody pointing in the right direction?
Yeah, definitely. We've got a lot of new faces around the club, coaching staff, players, so it's long pre-season, like the A-League, it's long every year, so it's good for us to start gelling with all the players and the coaching staff and understanding each other, and we're on the right track.
And also, now that you've come out, or now that we've all come out of lockdown, you can get out a little bit more and enjoy some more of Newcastle.
That's it, mate. I've been waiting patiently at home, just training every day, and but now I can at least go out to a restaurant or go out with the boys to have something to eat, which is exciting. That only builds chemistry, and yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Are you expecting the plans or the game plans for Arthur Pappas to be a huge difference from what you're used to at Adelaide United, or is there something you're familiar with?
Yeah, it's going to be different. It's a brand of football that I haven't really experienced, but I'm enjoying it so far. I can speak on behalf of most of the players, we're thoroughly enjoying the training and the way he wants to play. So it's very exciting football, dynamic, and I'm sure it'll put bums in seats at the McDonald's Jones Stadium.
Are you looking forward to your first match-up against your old club, some of the blokes that you used to play with?
Yeah, definitely. It'll be good to see some familiar faces. I know it's cliche, but just focusing on the first game of the season, which is against Central Coast, and apparently that's a derby, so it's a massive game for the club and the city of Newcastle, and I'm looking forward to that.
You make a really good point there, and even though it is sometimes a bit of a cliche about looking at one game at a time, but you really do, as an elite-level sports person, your team actually focuses so much on that one game, and then once that's gone, you then start looking at the next one. You're not really looking that far into the year, are you?
No, not at all. I mean, I might try and see when we're playing Adelaide so I can let my family know that I'm coming down. But other than that, it's game by game, because each game's different, the way you approach a game and what team you're playing and what players you're playing against. So, all focus is on the first game of the season against Central Coast.
Well, good luck when that kicks off, and good luck to the rest of the team for the Newcastle Jets A-League season 2021 into 22. Jordan, on behalf of the entire Hunter, welcome to our region. We hope you enjoy it. You're more than welcome to come up here and check out some of our wineries, and feel free to stop in at Musselbrook anytime.
No, I'm looking forward to it. I don't think the wines would beat McLaren Vale, but we'll see.
All right, come on, you just got here. You don't want to put people offside, mate.
Yeah, we'll see. I'll have to try it.
Jordan, thanks again for your time.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.